Seder Advorim, one article to speak about, that's kind of a crackpot, a salt keli, some people use it for Shabbos to put the chunt inside. The Maisich will first say with the history, and Ochdem will try to stick it in the Varo de Aloche. The story started in the beginning of the beginning, that's the given Tov Shin Nun Dalet. Dachzach, Tov Shin Nun Dalet, Shabbos Alfriya, was a young man, an American young man, his name was Hirsch. He lived, was a mamish American young man, a chvei shavu yizahat. He learned in the mir, got a bait mishpochev, chilafu beis shvi azei. And he lived near Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. And he came to Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach to ask him if he could use this pot on Shabbos. Shmuel Zalman told him, no, you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. You have to put inside like a metal thing, not silver foil. He went near Karlin here, they have a place to make metal, as a different things. He went to this place here, and he made it as a metal zach. A year after it, a neighbor of mine, Choshe Beir, Rav Rubin, then we lived in the same building. He went to Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, and he told Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, Shmuel Zalman Auerbach gave him a tshuva that it's also to use this path in Shabbos. Only if you put this metal inside. We'll be mazbe, so we'll go duch the Indian. The Umas then, the Shmuel Shabbos Kir Chosso was fighting fire, sikeni zayn si osu, sikeni zayn it's osu, si mu zayn muta, and he went to argue with Shmuel Zalman. Shmuel Zalman told him, learn duch the Indian good, be all ready, and we'll make up a time together, and we'll discuss it. If it's mutter, I will change my mind. So the Shmuel Shabbos Kirchosa told me, look, we daf gein duch zusammen in the sugya. So we learned, we found time, and we learned the sugya together for a week or two. And we went in the whole tshuva to go to Rav Shmuel Zalman to be matter it. It was Friday. I have even the tshuva in my house, the original tshuva. Friday was around 12 o'clock, the tshuva was written. 11:30, Ramazan was klar, and we went to Rav Shmuel Zalman was in Shari Tzedek already. He was not feeling so good. I'm a Kohen, I didn't go in. Rav Neivud went to the hospital. He came to the hospital, I think 12:15 or 12:20, 10 minutes before Rav Shmuel Zalman lost consciousness, and he never woke up, and after 2 days he was nifted. So later we left stuck in the middle. So Mikel is Cholik of the Rebbe. Aber wir können maßbar sein, dass es dort ist, aber was wir können ja machen. So we'll go durch den Indien, and we'll see that it's dort ist. Then a lot of, you know, a lot of Rabbanim got involved, all different Tshuvas, aber the answer in this, I will try to be maßbar all of it's dort ist, and all of the Masul Matan, how it build up all of the Shaila, the Meshach Hazman, that it's dort ist a Shaila, that it's dort ist a Heter, if it's Mutter or it's Osu. A lot of halachas are osur lekule alme. Don't think everything is mutter. There's a lot of bochim use crackpots in a way that it means it's isur achile to use it. And if you come to the room in Allah, not only that's the isur to do it, it's the isur achile to use the chant in Shabbos. It's three shailas that are negia la halacha lemais and a crackpot. I want to be masbe first the shailas, and then we'll go doch the inyan. We'll go slowly over klor. So wissen, it's a given a grace of Shaila that the last Shuvah of Shmuel Zalman written. It's interesting that in the middle of the Masa Matan, he was Mamash Nifter 10 minutes before. I'm not sure if he will change his mind. Yeah, we'll see. But we'll see if it's enough convincing to change his mind or not. But Mamash, we missed him in 10 minutes. It's a shrekli chazach. This is the reason I remember the hour so much. He never woke up after it. The first shayla that is negeah, and this is very much negeah, we cannot do the fine place without the matter it, is the isur shehiye. Isur shehiye. Isur shehiye means is the isur to leave chant in the crackpot. Is the halacha in Shabbos is the isur shehiye. You're not allowed to leave not ready food on the fire in Shabbos. Only if it's mevushel kol tzorkoi, ומצטמא גברה לוי לדעס המחבר ולדעס הרמו מסדר, בפול קרק. Any open fire, to leave food on the fire in ערב שבס, the halacha is, if it's מבושל כל צורקוי, you're allowed to leave it. If it's not מבושל כל צורקוי, you're not allowed to. So the מחלקת הזה, שיטס המחבר, if it's מבושל כל צורקוי ומצטמא גברה לו, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire. ורמו אור זה צנוף שליש בישו. If it's גוף וקוטום, it's okay. Now, what is gov v'kotu? What is gov v'kotu? A lot of people use electric hot plates. Some people use blechs and Shabbos. And people think that it's gov v'kotu. Not everyone agrees that it's gov v'kotu. The Chazanish didn't agree that it's gov v'kotu. Because the Chazanish holds electric, that is gov v'kotu. Gov v'kotu means you take an oven, Gov v'kotum. You take out all of the fire and you cover all the fire with sand. That is gov v'kotum. A hot plate is a gov v'kotum. This is the reason the Chazanish b'machmir in different zachos we see in the Hemshech. We hold hot plates are gov v'kotum. Why? No one cooks on hot plates. Most people in the world cook on fires. When you want to warm up efes, you use a hot plate. But no one will go to cook a meal on a hot plate. B'meile, a crack pot that is made to cook, I saw a tshuva from Rav Scheinberg today, he writes down that hotaraya, that it's made for cook, that in England they call it a slow cooker. So it's muchach, but he says, we see from the company, that says it's a cooker. So he's nishken, as a warmer. Even the company calls it a cooker. Yeah, that is better than rice to them. Everyone knows that a crack pot, you put the food, but it's raw, and it gets ready. And a zach that is not gov v'kotum. And a zach that is not gov v'kotum, so a sfardish mensch, a sfardish bocher, doesn't have no heter to use a crack pot if you like it is. So for us. But we're speaking to use a crack pot like it is, a sfardish bocher doesn't have no heter. The only heter he can have is gdere chayese. If you put a mamish, a raw piece, a couple of minutes before Shabbos, then he has a heter. Of a stalin marshal, a svardish bocher that wants to put a crack by 12 o'clock, and he uses it like it is no heter in the world. Ashkenazi shabocher, al shehiye, if it's kemeichel ben dursoi, he has a heter. Again, the biralocher holds that you saw people leave food on a fire in Shabbos. In most houses, I think if everyone houses here, you cover it with a blech. Now, it was miskabel the Be'aloche that we're not semech on the Ramah. It's only the Ramah was only the Lamed Zchus. The Chaznish holds we couldn't semech on the Ramah, but the Be'aloche holds Klal Yisrael lemaisa. I never went in my life in a house. I saw one Yidin Arnof that is semech on it. But normal, not say normal, I mean it's one Pesach. But he holds that you could same as an open fire. Ashkenazi, I'm saying, there's no yet. But the mindset was not miskabel in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael recovered fire. So the melee, we cannot use a crack pot, even if it's kemeichel ben dursoi, without using a silver foil, but the etzem is no heter. More from that, Rav Shlomo Zalman explains why it's not a goal of the kotum, because of a hot plate, or electric hot plate, doesn't have buttons to make it higher. A bazat that has buttons to make it higher, this is for sure chshah shem ayachta b'gicholim. That was later to cover the buttons. But I'm saying first, to use a crack but like it is, the first isur is shehiyah. And again, a svarda shebocher, everything that we'll say later will not be matir to him to use a crack but if it's not covered, as isur shehiyah. Only k'dere chayis. What? No. This is the first zach. Now, is another problem, hatmone. Is the isur hatmone b'shabes. Now, everyone knows hatmone normal is if it's covered all over. If it's not covered all over, there's no hatmone. Ein echanami. But this is an anumal hatmone. And the Dor of Moisif Hevel, we see later as a machlekes. Dor of Moisif Hevel is the Isur Atmone Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Is the Isur Atmone the Dor of Moisif Hevel. Now we'll see later on if Atmone and Dor of Moisif Hevel has to be that the whole pot is covered. So then this is mutter. And atmona bedavar she'ein shemoisif hevel, even if a part of the pot is covered, is also. And if the halacha would be that atmona bedavar shemoisif hevel, even if a part of the pot is covered, is also, so again we have a problem to use this crackpot, because it's covered from the sides. We'll have to start to clear if it's really covered. If the pot touches inside, what happens inside? If it really touches the bottom or it doesn't touch the bottom, this will go soon to do the shaila. Again, so the first shaila was shehiye. The second shaila is hatmone. The third shaila, this is very negeya. I hear a lot of bochim and nichshol in them. Isur chazore. Is the isur in Shabbos, if you take something off the fire, is no heter in the welt to put it back. There's no yid in the world that holds, even if it's in your hands, you're never allowed to put it back. If it's goruf vekotum, you're allowed to put it back. If it's in your hand, v'chulei v'chulei, all the shittas. But if it's not goruf vekotum, you're not allowed to put it back. This is the reason in Bnei Brak, they don't take off chunt of the fire, because the Chazanish holds that our half plates are not goruf vekotum. This is the reason the people that chayish the Chazanish never take off pots on Shabbos. And if they want to take chunt in the middle of the night, the Chazanish says you're allowed to take with the lid. Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to take with the lid. But the Chazanish is making on the lid. But the Chazanish people don't pick up a pot on Shabbos, because if you pick it up, you're not allowed to put it down. We hold it's goruf vekotum. But again, we said a crackpot, everyone. Crackpot is not a goruf vekotum. Even Rav Moshe, even Rav Ozner, everyone is masking that crackpot is not a goruf vekotum. So if someone has a crackpot and he picked it up in Shabbos and he put it back, the halacha is also b'dieved afilu b'shoigeg. So Baruch had a crackpot without a silver foil, and he picked it up and he put it back in Shabbos, Chutzal, he was over the Isu, no one from the room is allowed to use that chant anymore in Shabbos. This is a halacha that will not change even till the end. What? This is a halacha pshuta. We'll see soon, if silver foil, if adazachim, if we'll find a tail. But these are halachas pshuta. We have three problems that we're going to do to mevar here on this crackpot. Shehiye, chazore, ve'atmone. Shehiyeh chazorah v'atmone. Again, for shehiyeh, you could cook it 24 hours before Shabbos, or even 4 or 5 hours, that it's ready shlish bishu. Chazorah, you just could not pick up the chant. Don't take chant in the middle of the night. So, atmone is that it's also to do it bichlal. So these are the three shailas that came up about using this pot in Shabbos. If bichlal, you could use it as shehiyeh, but again, then if it's mevushal kotzor, ko imachal ben dusoi, me'ikar adin yesh al malismoich, Ashkenazim, Chazore, we didn't find no heter d'vayl, and it's the Isur b'chlal atmone, and if it's the Isur of atmone b'davar ha-moisif hevel, so even if it's mevushel kol tzorko, it's the Isur atmone b'davar ha-moisif hevel. So, l'mehek tzachol mevar the first shaila that be'etzem, and this is the reason there's a lot of mistakes around with the story. The main problem that was going around when the Shaila was going around was Hatmona bedavar ha-moisif hevel. Hatmona bedavar ha-moisif. The emesis, I asked that in Gemara, that Hirsch. What you went to ask of Shlomo Zalman? He told him, Shlomo Zalman told me, Shehiyeh, it's also. I'm not allowed to leave it out. I have to cover it with a medal. Silver for Shlomo Zalman said it's not. Yeah. So it's a joke, like Shlomo Zalman. It's butter, it's garbage, silver is garbage. You have to use Urubir and the Kerlin as a metal, as a little pot, and a pot inside a pot does is good. Then he went to Adam Shlomo Zalman, Atmone. Well, Atmone also is a problem, but this metal takes care of Atmone also. So now we're going to be Masber Shtikl D'Shaila. The Aloch is Azeh. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Matmin Bedovor She'einu Moisif Hevel. You're not allowed to take in Shabbos Kodesh Alein, Azach, and Matmin Bedovor She'einu Moisif Hevel. Aber before Shabbos, you're not to be matmin. The double she'enu moisif eva. Aber before Shabbos is the issue to be matmin. The double she'moisif eva. As that adds hevel, you're not allowed to be matmin be Shabbos alei. Be'erev Shabbos also. The double she'moisif hevel is the issue atmona afilu be'erev Shabbos. As a machlekes rishoni. Here again, Herzog and good, a lot of bochum, it's ready. Then we'll have a problem from the beginning. The Isur of Atmona Bedover Amoisif Hevel. The Rashbo and Siyate, the Rishonim in the beginning of the third Perek in Shabbos and Perekir Elun, Atmona Bedover Amoisif Hevel is Afilu Atmona Bemikzas. Afilu Atmona Bemikzas. Frag the Rashbo, so how you could leave something on the fire in Shabbos? It's Atmona Bemikzas. Zoto, no one leaves nothing in the fire on Shabbos. You make a little table for metal, and you put it on top of the table. But you're not allowed to leave nothing touching fire on Shabbos. This is the first shita. Shita is the other rishonim that Adover HaMoisif Hevel Hatmona B'miktsas is muta. So we have a machlekes. La'alocha le'maise. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel Paskins Hatmona B'miktsas is also. The Ramo Paskins Amina Gehokel Kol Shehak Deiro Megulo Lemalo Ein Ze Hatmona. So the Fim is Fardim Hatmona B'miktsas is also. The Fim Ashkenazim Hatmona B'miktsas is Muter Kol Shehak Deiro Megulo Lemalo. Mele, the crackpot lefidus fardim is no way to use a crackpot again. It's atmona b'miktsas, and lefidus fardim is no heter to use a crackpot. Atmona b'miktsas is also. Now the shaila was, aber lefid Ashkenazim, if they want to use a crackpot, lechuru be'alat, as atmona, because it's atmona b'miktsas. It's open on the top.
The
Pashtus it will help. We'll see in a second. The Pashtus it will help, but we'll get to that. What? So we say, I guess we'll also explain. No. It's also them to eat? It's also them. Now, the Primigodim of Asafek, with the Ramah is Matir, the Primigodim of Asafek, if the Ramo, it's enough that it has to open on the top, or it has to open a little bit on the sides also. The Ramo says, Kol shehu megula lemalo shori. The Primigodim in simulation and test is mistapek, if it's open only on the top, it's muter or not. Melezot Rebbe Yashiv, a lot of the kinds of the crackpots, if you don't put something inside, it's mamish to the top. Only the sides of it leans. But the whole thing is mamish to the top. So lefi the primigodim, even lefi the Ramah, it's also. Okay, it's still as if what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Now, they came and said even more from that. That is, the Yukim, and the Etzem, as them is given the Iker HaMachlekes, they have a lot of rayas. Loshen Rabbeinu Tam b'Sefer HaYoshor, Rabbeinu Tam says b'Sefer HaYoshor, if you have cools, called around the pot, Ke'ezba o'shtayim is also. Shuldik. Ezba o'shtayim is muter. Kol she'enei mechase ruboi oikuloi. Yoshna chayomom v'manichoi be'ofor ad chetzioi. There are a lot of lishoynes. I'm mistaken with katzer in them. But there's a lot of lishoynes. And be'etzem, this is the ikra machloikis is given that bedover ha'moisif hevel is mashmoes that even if it's not covered till the top, it's also. Mitzad Sheini, Mefurash Mishne Brures, then it's Mutter. The Chazanish says, Avada, you have to be Machmir. But the Mishne Brure Kaseder says that it's Mutter. So again, Enechanam, if you pass it like the Chazanish, so even if it's Miktsas, it's also. So maybe half, even the one that the crackling is not till the sides, only halfway, also be also. But the Mishnah Berurah is not. So Bemele, so what is the Grace of Rash? So they have a taina. So first they have a lot of rayas that it's also. This is the main taina. Then tell you like this, that the Lashon HaModche is the Lashon of HaModche. The Modche sagt das eh. The Modche sagt, also what happened with Dabar HaMoisif Hevel? Because it's covered mikol tzad. Why? Because if you do it mikol tzad, nireh, that you try to keep it hot, and you wait it for tomorrow, you want this thing for tomorrow, and you want it to stay hot till tomorrow, so maybe mechoshesh that you mechata begicholim. If you leave it open, so we see anyway, don't mind, that shalte be'avire. So we're not choshesh that you become to mechoshesh begicholim. But if you're covering it mikol tzad, weißt du, if you mak mit so stark auf dechoyim, if you mak mit so stark auf dechoyim, we had a chashash, du musst kumen zu mikol tzad begicholim. They came to Taina like this. Well, the reason the crack pot is open on the top, it's not because we don't mind that it will be open. Shaimba says he went to ask the companies, they told him that if it will be covered in Gansen, the food could get sour. The Haino, it's, this is the way to cook in it. On normal pot, you cook on the fire. Then when you want to keep it hot, so you cover it from every side to stay hot. That's it. This is the way to keep something hot. Today they have these boxes, you know, you go to trips. So I see the clothes from all the four sides. Because if you want something to stay hot, you cover it from four sides. So the chetz of atmanah is from four sides. Many gikun rebeliashi all in the sea atom, and they're tiny, Rebbe Razei, as that pot, that it's made to warm in this way, this is the way of the pot. So if this is the way of the pot, so could be the devil of Meisif Evel, even if it's atmanah and mitzas, it'll be awesome. This is Be'etzem, the main Taina. I remember of Shlomo Zalman even didn't want to say so sharp. He said, Gecholim Alein, Gecholim Alein, Gecholim Alein. Ke'ilu, in all the Zachen, it's before Shemishnebure, that only if it's covered from all sides. Aber the Gecholim Alein Alein, this is even Ma'atmona Me'mikzas, is a Gzere Shem Eichata Be'Gecholim. This is Mamish Gecholim Alein. This was the main Taina. And may I want to mirash of all the different steels in Mishnebure, that if something is covered on the top with pillows, so then in the bottom even the mikzas, but this was be'etzem der mahalach. To say that even if kaimel ala aloche, that the devil of Meisif Hevel, atmone me mikzas, lo ishme atmone, we're not choish lechazanish, but pasal like the Mishnebure, but bedalke bekach, or the lemoshel, even if they say, even if you put on the top, like a little pot, that doesn't help. But it makes it not to get colder at the top. Also be atmanah mikzas also. Because you're not leaving it open to the cold air to come from the top. This is what they want to answer. I'm saying there's a lot of Shabbos dik in the Yukim. Be'etzem the Iker Sforim that were written on this argument and at this point. If atmanah mikzas bedavar ha'moisif hevel is also or not. So later they say you can't use the pot. Not only Sfadim. And they say, oh, alemol shitosom, we write. They say like this. The Shulchan Aruch asks anyway. The Chazanish asks anyway. We have five Sforim that say Atmona b'miktzas, even if it is Shulchan Aruch l'ramo, it's only a little bit. But if it's already in the sides, primogodim, it's also. So you're right that the Mishnah Berurah it's mashal and it's muta, but we have learned this to tell you a difference. So many have to be choshesh to be machmir. How can you say to make them? When there's so much reasons to be machmir. This is their main title. Now, they have another taina, it's Kibbutz for Ramesh Feinstein. Then we'll see what Ramesh himself said on that crack, but it's a Chubas Igras Moshe. Ramesh says, it's a Gmorin Shabbos, Chamei Tveria. And Tveria is places that have hot water, natural hot water. So in the old days, what they did is to get hot water, they took a pipe, a big pipe, they put it in the Chamei Tveria, and it came out on the other side. And fresh water, some clean water, went into the pipe and came out on the other side, and it came out hot. So I guess he had hot water in Shabbos. So the Gemara speaks about it. It's mutter, it's also. So the Gemara speaks how you're allowed to leave the water inside the pipe in Shabbos. Hatmane. Faith of Moshe, where is the Hatmane? The pipe is open on two sides, on the top. Sagt der Moshe, if the food is under the level, under the height of the cover, all the food is under that, das heißt at tomorrow be cooler. So my very time, a lot of times, the crack pots, people don't fill them up till the top. And the amount of food that is inside is in the level of the sides. So the Maisen Shmur Shabbos, where the Chelik Aleph, Perik Aleph, or the Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Shemazamun speaks about it, says Chame Tveria, it's the whole thing deep in the water, and the edges, somewhere two pipes come out, you could say that it's covered. If you have a huge big pot, and the food is covered in the sides, does haste at the moment, we can't just bring in a high from Chame Tveria. They say, don't just can tell us, this is not tell us, we suffer, you have to be Mahmoud. No, if chelik is not tomus, the whole thing is not tomus. Chelik is not every time atmolah b'miktzas. Das macht es atmolah b'miktzas. So the vow we spoke in the first shaila of atmolah, and because of that, and lemaisin the loshon of Shmuel Zalman in the tshuva was mashon. He was mekabel the taima, and Rabbi Yashiv is also mekabel the taima mitzav echot that you have to be machmer. You can't use the crack but like it is before the eitzes. We're speaking now using and taking a crack but like it is and trying to use it in Shabbos. So we said the first problem is we either an atmona b'dover amoysif hevel, then it's awesome. Now, what is the tzad, how we could argue about this time? So the first time it was, we have a list of achroinim and rishonim. I'll start with one rishon. There's a new ritva on Shabbos, the Masada of Kuk, remember there is a naya ritva. The ritva holds, as atmona b'miktzas is muta. He brings down, he asks, he says that you're allowed to cover the whole pot from coals all over, even till the cover, if you leave a little bit open. He asks, so how you open the pot? It's full with coals, the mukta. He says, no, you know, Amo, he says, in our cities now they make new pots that have handles on the top. Why this was Amtso in the time of the ritva to make it a handle on the top of the pot? So he says, maybe you could casting handle, there's no coals, and like this you could take it up. So we see, we're speaking that it was covered from coals all over. Where's the top? So that's the same there. If it's open a little bit on the top, so Mishkan Atman, it's mamish meisif hevel, it's mamish hat. They just left a little place for a handle, and the ritva zog, this is Atman b'miktzas and it's muta. And I say, the Ranzog is a sefer Shulchan Shloimoi. He says, "Ain't no new atmona b'zman hazeh b'davar ha'moisif hevel, because Alma will leave it open near the top that we can open it." He's not mechalek. Or Chashulchan is not mechalek. Now, this is one heta. So first, what they have, kilo, all of the list of the svarim say that atmona b'miktzas is also is the Shvisis of Shabbos. I'm not, again, we're not really Shabbos. It's very hard to go around to all the Lashonis. With Lashonis and Lashonis and Lashonis, and all the Rayas to be Deicha, that the Achorim mean, and we Deicha all the Rayas, as in Ishtar as a Rishonim, as a Tmona B'miktzas is also. But they're coming and saying, but here maybe it's different, so that Tmona, here it's different. Kult Rav Scheinberg answers weiter. The crack but Lemaise never touches the pot. You see in every crackpot it goes like this. Under the crackpot is made, most crackpots, from metal. Inside is electric, sometimes at the bottom, and the size doesn't make a difference. Chamik tzasi, cham kuloi. And then you have like a big pot from cheres that goes in. That pot doesn't touch the bottom. You could check it. Go back to your dairy, put a little bit of ketchup on the bottom, and put the pot in, pick it up, you see it's clean. You can check. So then you push away the check. Then you put ketchup on the side, every place. It has to be, this is the reason they do it specially, stop, for two reasons. First, they don't want it to burn it to crack. And also this reason it's easy to put in and out, so they make that the tap is wide and it goes, it's, you know, a little bit how they do Zachen, as they gave us. The Metzius is that in the bottom is like a half a centimeter far away, and the size is like 2 millimeters till it gets to the top. So they time it, the halacha l'moshe, if you put something in the oven, why it's not atmone? She said, because it doesn't touch. If it doesn't touch, it's not atmone. So they have the yukim, l'shem teis sarosh, shirochek harme me'atfanes. Harme, miktas, is your atmone. Ubifrat, they say, that the top ledge of the inside thing leans, most of the crack, but the edge on the end, like leans back on the pot. You can't come and see the ear. So if you could see the ear, it's nishkin ma'isa atmonet. Okay, here it's made that till tonight you even know that it doesn't touch. So it's made kilo, this is the way to do it, that it's bad some kilo touching. But Av Scheinberg time is, he doesn't understand, mecha teise, hamaitse mechave ol avarai. Hamaitse mechave ol avarai. Even we see in a second, Rabbi Yashi will use it as a tziluf. Now, they say from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Moshe said there's another heter to use a crack pot, as atmone, the vow we're going as atmone. Rabbi Moshe said that atmone is the isur to be matmin. But if you're cooking something on a fire and you leave it in the place that you cook it, this is loy derech atmone, derech bishu. And a derech bishu is no gzeira from derech atmone. Most Rishonim answer an oven, this kind of terutzim. A place that you cook is not a maisa atmone. This is the place you cook. Meir Moshe says people cook with crackpots. While people cook with crackpots, the Meir does is derech bishu. Derech bishul ein be isu shol derech atmone. What? No, gicholim people don't cook. People cook on fire. Atmone, people are matmin be gicholim. Shemo yatmin be remetz. But the being rishonim is another tziruf that could be as no atmone be kelim bichlal. Atmone has to be in a zach that you could cover. A pot is bichlal not a zach that you matmin it. So, Rabbi Yashiv says that the halacha is if someone was over on atmone, the isur is also ba'achile. It's not only an isur to do it, it's an isur to eat it. Because the people are machmir, you come to places, if they have a zazach, you just don't eat a chunk. Rabbi Yashiv says, b'sha'as atchak, if you came to a place that they used, they were over on the isur, and they used the crackback in Shabbos on a normal, without, before coming to a teir. So you could be samech, but you have it, that it's not touching the sides, and the mice is a suffix in primigodim because the mice at the top is open, and the mice is smaller, that it's not derech bishul, it's derech bishul, so it's not, it's derech bishul, so Rabbi Yashiv paskens that b'di'evet, you can't every week say mecha b'di'evet, but b'di'evet, if someone did it, he was over on the east of the Rabbanon using a crackpot, al satmone, but b'di'evet, the mice will be mutter. Again, but this is only mevushal kol tzorkoi if he's not a Sfardi. Machal b'desoi if he's not a Sfardi. Now, Rebbe Yashiv and Rebbe Shlomo Zalman and Lemaise kimat alle poiskim gehalten that it's also, let me make it mesud, I want it to be clear. As Isra Atmona we came down as a big machleikis. Reb Moshe said that it's mutter as Atmona. Rav Ozner says, Ein las Isrash, mi shereitze yoche leachmir, Ein las Isrash, atshuv from Rav Ozner, Ein las Isrash. Sino Rav Ozner said, I would have to shmach na balagan of them. And he said, atshuv from Rav Ozner. Leubas dem, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yashi say, is a Isra from Atmona, bedover ha-moisif hevel, you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. Isur Atmone. Now, even without Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, is another Isur, like we said before, is the Isur Shehiye. So again, Isur Shehiye is only if it's not Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi. Now, this is clear. To put a chum 2 hours before Shabbos is the Isur Lefikule Alme to use a crackpot to put him 2 hours before Shabbos on the fire. If you're not doing nothing. Again, we're going to the with person is not doing nothing. So we said, if Yom Shazan and Rabbi Yashiv, it's also anywhere else at Mone. This person says, okay, I'm Semer Rav Moshe, I'm Semer Rav Ozner, and I'm the suffix from Rav Scheinberg. We tell him, okay, if you're Sfardi, you don't have what to be Semer Rav. First, at Mone, the Mikhtas is also to you. Okay, then it's really Shvacher Heter. And even if you're not a Sfardi, even if there's no problem, there's a Shai from Shehiye. So he says, yes, yeah, Shehiye, Mevushal Machel Ben Dursoi. So we tell him it's a Sofik and Biur Aloche. מחלגת זה בסמך, מחלגת ספרד ומי אשכנזים. מדוע לא חסר זה כתחילה לא אתם בסמך. And either you are to be סמך on it, or if it's ready to a turn of the cook, you need 4 or 5 hours in a crack pot to get it a bit מרושל. 1 or 2 hours is garnished. Again, we didn't get to Chazorah yet. And the Zelbazach, the third child is, even lo mezogin you a makel. Beseder, it was already cooked 4 hours before, it's Beseder. Simachim ben Dursoi, we could eat it for Ura. But also after 2 hours, we could, it's Beseder, it's Machim ben Dursoi. And the Moshe is girecht, but it's Nishkin ha'atmone. Beseder, although it's Nishkin grufa v'ktuma, you're not allowed to do a Chazorah. So again, I want to mistake in the first chilek. The bochim that use the crack but like it is, and they're going inside the coolers that they're serving on the Moshe, and they're marked with every time to be a Michael ben Dursoi, or the Gdere Chayese, and they're not found when they want to do it, even if they're allowed to do it, or but they're not allowed to do a chazor. Because it's a chazor and eino grufa v'ktuma. And it's an isur tzumach and a chazor and eino grufa v'ktuma. Now, some people, these are the mekilim, they put a silver foil inside, and they say the silver foil makes it grufa v'ktuma, and asmachta at the same to make a chazor. Shemazav and all the shvachas silver foil is garnish, it's butter. What? But I want to be masbe more. Shemazav and told me a couple times, even people that think that silver foil is good, it's only silver foil that was put after the food was cooked. Now, you cook it 4 hours before Shabbos, you pick it up and you put a silver foil. If it's cooked with a silver foil, how you could call it going for kotum? This is the way you cooked it. More from that, he said, you put the silver foil inside and then you change the buttons, the heat, take out the silver foil and put it again. Because if you mechate the gecholim after it's gone with the katum, the whole call of the katum doesn't make sense. This is nega even to the blech that people put on the fire on Shabbos. If you put a blech on and then you make the fire lower, you have to take off the pots, put on the blech again. If you play with the buttons after it, it loses the mile from going with the katum. So again, a little layer of silver foil is a shvacha heter, but even if yes, it has to be put after it's cooked. So the blame Govitz and Gated said it's silver foil is enough. But Rav Shlomo Zalman gizok sinish genug. Again, so Rav Shlomo Zalman, about we'll see, there's new reasons why not to use a silver foil. So the answer for Rav Shlomo Zalman was be'etzem, with Rabbi Yashiv Tzazamen, everyone said, hey, but this is the best answer, you have to do both be'etzem. You cook it for 4 hours, so when the mevushel called tzolko, at least Michael ben Dursoi, you take it out, you put inside like a lot of silver foil, to be careful not to get burned, or you put a lot of silver foil inside, then you take a couple pieces of stone, or you could take like little tea candles upside down, or then you take a little silver foil, like you make little balls, and you put 3 or 4, and on top of that you put the crack pot. And then it's yoytze le'arashitis. Why? First, Zog Rabbi Yashiv in the bottom of the ring, he doesn't touch. So it's not atmona even in the bottom anymore. What? It's rochik harbe. Then he says, the system in every crackpot is, if you pick it up a little bit in the sides, it gets even farther from the dish. Because the dish is made out of it in a slant. And then also in the sides, and more than that, Zog Rabbi Zalman, now it's really not in the normal way that a company does it. The whole smell of the London walls, they said, even if it's open at the top, but it's made to be warm like that, so remember it's also. It's not made to be with so much silver foil. It's not made to be sticking out. The company will say, we're not taking anything that will come out. It's not going to come out. It comes out a little bit.
Food is not always at
the top. What?
The food is not always at
the top. The food is outside.
The
food has to be outside
also.
This is the But if it's not the Dorech HaTmona, it's not also Bichlal.
Even if the food is in all the
Yeah. The man, this is the eight.
What's a couple of shkolim on the
mat? Shkolim is not enough. Muslim has to be epis. Sticks it up. Stop, a couple of shkolim on the mat, because anyway it's not touching.
Saying, it makes it a little bit higher.
It takes still for the squash and the lech does that. But again, you have to do it after it's warmed up. Ki kumen av noivet, now here the B'liashiv is also masking, it's different shmuz, that even this eitze only helps for leaving it on in Shabbos. But it doesn't help for chazore. It doesn't help for chazore. Also ich sage das Shmur Shabbos ki ilchoso, und also ich muss mal auf die Kaup, verdrückt mich Shem Rebel Yashiv. It doesn't help for chazore. Why? Es a loch in Shulchanoruch in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Seif Aleph, Kupach, even if it's gold vekotum, also lehachzir bei Shabbos. What is Kupach? Kupach is a crackpot. Kupach is a crackpot. Kupach is mamish a crackpot. And the newest of all is they have a picture in the back. Mamish see a picture of a crackpot. That's a Kupach. Mamish is inside. Why? The Mishnah says that Kupach is a mokoim. Shfisas kdei roachas. Circles out, and one part goes inside. So he holds that even if a person will find a heter, so again, the Shmur Shabbos can also hold, but it's we don't need silver foil. He holds. Only on Shehiyah. But after Tmon has been said, he by Etzel, we want to argue with Shmur Zalman, and by Etzel, it's Mutter. But even if it's Mutter, but Chazor is also, because it's a Chazor and a Kupach. That's not a Shchomo. They say B'Shem Rebel Yashiv, they printed B'Shem Rebel Yashiv that it's also. They say B'Shem Rebel Yashiv that if it's so much soul for inside, it loses the mile from Kupach. The Mishnah Berurah said that the reason Kupach is also is because Havrei Rav, so hot, so Chazal asked that even it's better for Kotum. If it's so much soul for inside, but again, a bracha that doesn't put so much soul for inside, just puts like a little layer. So even if it be the Eved, it's okay to leave the crackpot like this in Erev Shabbos, but Avada, it's also to do a Chazore. And if someone made a Chazore, Pashas be the Eved, it's also to eat it.
Even if you still left the shrine, it's still just like...